So we enter. How do we enter Buddhism? We enter Buddhism through the practice of going for refuge. Okay, but for our refuge to be qualified, we need to do a few things. So I'm going to use some special teachings from oral instructions on this practice of going for refuge. Very important advice Venerable Geshe-la gives in this text on the Mahamudra. He says that Venerable Sakyapandita said that if you have no practice of going for refuge to the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, you are not a Dharma practitioner. So don't forget, the words in the oral instructions are very blunt, they're very direct, okay? This is Sakyapandita, he said, if you do not have a practice of going for refuge, you are not a Dharma practitioner. So what does it mean, going for refuge, a practice of going for refuge? Do we think about going for refuge as a practice? Or do we simply assume it's like joining a club, you know? When you join a club, you want to join the bridge club, you want to play cards with your friends. Then you simply sign a form and you make a payment, a contribution. And then they say, okay, you're a member of the bridge club. And very often, you know, we think about going for refuge in a similar way. We think, oh, you know, I've gone for refuge. I promised in front of those spiritual guides that I would seek refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha throughout my life. So I've joined, that's it. And then we forget to actually practice going for refuge. We don't put energy into everyday replenishing the causes of going for refuge, the minds of going for refuge. Okay, so we need to really think about this, because if we don't, then everything else we're doing doesn't have much power. It has very little power. As Sakyapandita said, we're not even a Dharma practitioner. We're not practicing Buddha's teachings. This means, so what does he mean, Sakyapandita? It means if we're not able to practice refuge purely, then we will not enter into Buddhism. Okay? And if we do not enter into Buddhism, we will have no opportunity to attain permanent liberation from suffering or the supreme happiness of enlightenment. So sometimes when we hear that, if we don't enter into Buddhism through engaging in sincere, pure, qualified refuge practice, then we have no opportunity to attain liberation. It sounds a little bit like we're being punished. And no one's punishing us, by the way. No one is punishing us for not doing this purely. What is happening is our mind, because it is not purely going for refuge, is not in a qualified way, our mind is not receiving the help that we need to make spiritual progress. We are not receiving the blessings of all the Buddhas through our spiritual guide or through Guru Vajrapani. We're not receiving blessings, and therefore our practice isn't working. As I said during the impairment, without receiving powerful blessings from all the Buddhas, it's impossible for us to make spiritual progress. Making spiritual progress for us principally means destroying our delusions. If we can destroy our delusions, we're free. We are liberated. The destruction of delusions is the goal. This is permanent inner peace. You know, all of our lack of peace is coming from these active poisons in our mind, these active infections working. So our goal is to destroy the delusions. We can't destroy the delusions without help. We need so much help from all the Buddhas. This means we need to understand going for refuge in a professional and qualified way, so that when our mind engages with the Dharma practice, we have power. We're empowered through our practice of refuge. So how do we get this power? How do we practice? First of all, we make a determination. We think, I will practice refuge purely so that I can enter into Buddhism. Okay, something to contemplate, just one sentence. I will practice refuge purely so that I can enter into Buddhism. We need to keep doing this, not just once, again and again, every day. I will practice refuge purely so I can enter into Buddhism. And we meditate on this determination, concentrate on this determination. I will practice refuge purely. And then I can enter into Buddhism purely.